Rowing Along the Wind. Instructive Stories from the Teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A landlord once had a submissive servant who was only interested in grabbing something for his own son's gratification by flattering his master. "Could you tell me what kind of vegetable is the potato?" "O Lord, I pray that your honor may please narrate the nature of potato. Please let us hear your wise words on this matter." "Potato is the most delicious of all vegetables in the present age." Even before the landlord could finish his statement, the sycophant ran into the conversation. "Yes, my lord, really delicious, excellently delicious, pleasantly delicious, highly tasteful and dainty. It is said that this round potato, boiled in rice, boiled in water, fried, mixed up in a sabji, put in a soup or dal, either in pickle condiment or rich gravy or kofta, everywhere in every recipe, this round potato is omnipresent. Is there any other vegetable comparable to it? It is simply second to none, unparalleled. Whatever you say, I should like to assert that potato is agitating and very dull, in spite of the fact that it is tasteful." "Oh yes, Lord, for sure. It is a really agitating vegetable, very hot, excessively passionate, and very difficult to cool down. My Lord, we are being plagued by a new wave of unknown diseases nowadays. These are all due to this round potato. All sorts of flatulence, cholera, diarrhea, diabetes, theses are resulting from these round potato. Do you know, my lord? Potato is certainly the root cause of all these troubles." "Well, what is your opinion about eggplant?" "O lord, let us first hear you. Please, what is eggplant?" "As far as I know, eggplant is a nice vegetable." "Yes, Lord. Let us look at it. There is hardly another beautiful vegetable like it. What else is required when we get 2 pieces of fried eggplant? Then even butter is not comparable to it. When one has nothing else in the house, only 1 piece of eggplant could serve the purpose of maintaining prestige of householder. You can roast it, fry it, cook it in a sabji, and prepare chutney any way you like. That eggplant roves itself somewhat extraordinary among all vegetables. Still, among all varieties of eggplants, take Laffa eggplant, excellent creation of the supreme Godhead indeed. Anyhow, there is no nutritious value in an eggplant." "Oh my lord, of course. That's why it is called begun, which means no value at all. Simply like cow dung. Even cow dung some potential value. But begun, the eggplant is much more inferior to that. An eggplant gives more itching trouble in the mouth than any wild turnip or cochu root. Eggplant is the root cause of so many troubles. Eggplant carries eternal bad luck. That's why it is often roasted before serving." "You are a very strange fellow. When I say potato is good, you also repeat, 'Yes, potato is very good.' And when I say it is bad, then you also start pleading that it is very, very bad. When I said eggplant is good, then your appreciation for eggplant knew no bounds. When I said eggplant is bad, then you started depreciating it as if it should never be considered as a vegetable. When I said eggplant is bad, then you started deprecating it as if it should never be considered as a vegetable. Don't you possess an personal integrity?" "Oh my lord, please have mercy. Please forgive my offenses. But to be truthful, I am not a servant of a potato nor of an eggplant. I am simply your servant, my lord. Whatever you may say, my lord, I must say likewise. Potato will not provide me with a wage packet every month. An eggplant is not going to give me a job for my livelihood. I am your servant, so my lord's voice should be my voice." Purport. Some people always row with the wind for their own advantage and express their concocted opinions only motivated by their own selfish desires for gaining reputation. Sometimes they pretend to be devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya or patriots, social leaders or simply unmindful lovers or many other disguises. Basically, they are impersonalists, or in other words, they do not believe in the eternal holy name, form, qualities, associates and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Any appreciation or eulogizing of Lord Sri Chaitanya expressed by such persons is simply their verbal expression, as they are anxious to pose themselves as devotees before the common people. Many such persons eulogize Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev with an ulterior motive of attracting some sort of honor and respect from a large community of Vaishnavas. But they are not at all interested in relishing the nectar of true instructions bestowed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev, who deprecated such renowned ideologies as Buddhism, Shankaracharya philosophy, and the doctrines of fruitive work, mundane knowledge, and meditational yogic philosophy. Those motivated persons do not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice to worship Lord Vishnu only and to consider all other forms of demigods and goddesses as subordinate to Lord Vishnu, nor can they endorse wholeheartedly the devotional practices of religion, wealth, lust and liberation. In fact, they are basically opportunists trying to gratify their senses. These opportunists are of the opinion that all doctrines are good, but their real nature is exposed whenever it is clearly proved that the love of Lord Sri Krishna can never be equated with the non-devotional practices for gaining positions in the fields of religion, mundane wealth, material enjoyment, and liberation from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. Any attempt in synthesizing all doctrines irrespective of their intrinsic merit is a hypocrisy. This was very boldly expressed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev with reference to his reflections on one of his own devotees, Sri Mukunda Datta Thakur. Thus, Prabhu bhale o beta jakhan yata jai, sei moto katha kohi tathai mishai. Vashishta padai jave advaiter sange, Bhakti yoge nache gaye trinakori dante. Anya sampradaye giya yakhan sambhaye. Nahi mane bhakti jathi maraye sadaye. Bhakti haite bada ache ye iha vakhane. Nirantar jathi mole mare sei jane. Lord Chaitanya said, whenever that rascal Mukunda goes to the Mayavadis, he becomes like them, talking according to their theory. Whenever he studies the Yoga Vashishta with Advaita Acharya, he dances in ecstasy, holding straw in his teeth. And going to other sampradayas, Mayavadis, when he speaks, not only does he neglect bhakti, he always attacks bhakti. One who says there is something better than bhakti is beating me. The person has made offenses to devotional service, and due to this, he will never attain Krishna. Most of the professional narrators of scriptural and mythological stories, speakers, writers, authors, etc., try to entertain common people through their deliberations and performances only to attract some sort of material gains and fortunes. In fact, their expositions of devotional scriptures are not truly expressive of their real love and devotion for the Supreme Lord.